Well, we certainly hope that it's not the end of poetry in the Northland, and unfortunately it's not the end of the climate emergency either, but it could be. We're leaving the door open for a revival. The end of the climate emergency poetry series coming up this weekend on Sunday, and it's supposed to be held outdoors. Phil Fitzpatrick co-founded the climate emergency poetry series with John Harold, and he joins us this morning to talk about the July 18th installment. Hey, Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So tell us what you've got on tap for the final live at Peace Church, and this is going to be a real treat because due to the pandemic and various concerns, we haven't been able to get together in person and listen to poetry in person and participate and bring all that good energy to the stage and the performers and one another. Tell us a little bit about Sunday's event.
Well, you're absolutely right. This is our first live show since last August, when we did a couple shows over at Wusso's Concert Cafe. But we're doing it at Peace Church this coming Sunday at 5 o'clock, as opposed to 3 o'clock, which is when we did all of our Zoom meetings. But it'll be 5 o'clock, and the host or guest host will be our good friend Stina Myra, who just graduated from UMD, and she's a volunteer at KUMD, and she's a lot of things to a lot of people. She has been accepted at a program in Norway to study elder care among the Sami people of northern Scandinavia. So she's going to be disappearing from the poetry scene here in Duluth very shortly. So we want to give her one last chance to strut her stuff, as they say. So she's going to be the guest host. She's probably going to read a couple of things, and then we have a couple of return readers. Suzanne Fox from Florida is going to treat us again to her wonderful song and poem about the trash man. It's a very, very climate related poem, so that's going to be fun. And then Daniela Majuega from Marshall School, who's a strong advocate for climate advocacy, and she's going to be making another appearance. And Tone Lanzalo, who writes columns for The Reader and also has a daily column actually on Facebook, and he also has been doing a Climate Duluth series for PACT TV. So he's very engaged in the climate situation here in Duluth. And Lisa Fitzpatrick, no relation, is going to be one of the readers. She's the founder of the Duluth Climate Mobilization. And she's been very active for the last couple of years in Duluth, educating the general public about climate, the climate crisis. And perhaps I'll read something, and perhaps my co-collaborator, John Harold, may read something. We'll be there, and we certainly hope that many Duluthians anxious to get back out into the live poetry reading scene will show up.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful opportunity again. It really does. That energy that is generated by live performance is obviously something that folks really miss. We've been hearing them talk for a year and a half now about missing live concerts and live theater, I guess, is the closest experience that I can compare. As a performer and one of the co-hosts and the coordinator of this series, talk about what you think the additional importance is for folks to not only be getting together and sharing an artistic event, but sharing kind of a social justice concern at the same time. What do you think that everybody being together live thing is going to do?
That's a good question. We're really hoping that that we, John and I and Sina and all of our readers, have engendered a little bit more of a desire to take action here in Duluth. And there certainly are several ways to do that. And we think we've kind of opened the door for people to participate either in city government or in local cleanup or in research and also in artistic expression. We've had some wonderful readers participating. And I just think our hope is that many of the folks who are not Duluth citizens, we had quite a few out of town readers over the course of this past year. So we're looking forward to hearing from them as far as how their communities are handling the climate crisis. And as everybody has become familiar with the saying, we're all in this together, it seems as though that's one of the main themes of our work. John and I trying to get people together and get to the solving the problem of the climate crisis together. And it's not going to happen overnight. We know that, but we certainly hope that folks have become a little bit more familiar with the problem and become a little bit more active in their own lives in solving the problem.
What do you think, not always, but once in a while, climate discussions seem to veer into the political, not as much, certainly, as they have in the past, and definitely not always. Do you think that poetry has the ability to kind of help soften those edges a little bit, or how can poetry maybe take some of those edges off and keep maybe your folks' focus kind of where it needs to be in terms of finding solutions?
Yeah, Lisa, you're full of really good questions today.
I really am. I woke up this morning and I ate my good question cereal, and there you have it.
Yes. We're from the beginning, John and I have talked with each other as we plan each of these events about how we want to not really soften the blow of the climate crisis for people, but rather to help people see that solving problems, especially big ones like this, especially existential problems, can take place at the same time as you are discovering corners of yourself where art resides. You know, you've got this program, Where's Art? And every time you run that show, I keep thinking, look for art in yourself, Phil. And that's one of the things that I have been doing over the course of the past year, so that I don't get bogged down simply in climate issues, but I also look for ways in myself to take an artistic approach to expressing how I feel about the problem and listening to how others feel about the problem. And I think that art is a wonderful way of going at a problem in such a way that you bring more of yourself into it and you bring others along with you in the process.
So in other words, you're saying that you would be more open to someone else's point of view expressed through poetry than perhaps somebody who walks up to you and pokes you in the chest and says argumentatively, blah, 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 and that you perhaps are more accessible to other people through poetry, because I know you're a big one for walking up to people and poking them in the chest and,
well,
you know, trying to pick a fight.
That's a funny metaphor, because when I listen to John Harold's poem, which is called Oil, that was the first thing that got me started thinking about this whole climate emergency poetry thing. And I went up to him after he read that poem, I think it was 2 years ago at Homegrown Poetry Festival. And I said, John, that's a wonderful poem, and thanks for poking me in the ribs with it.
Uh-huh.
Exactly what he did. And I've kept that memory alive throughout the entire year of doing this with him. And it's a wonderful poem, and it's a truly eye-opening look at the role that oil, fossil fuel, plays in this whole climate crisis. Can't get around it. can't ignore it, so we have to do something about it.
I think what we need next now is a debate about some of these topics, but the debate must be conducted through the métier of poetry, visual art, or dance. And so someone will put forth, you know, their point of view, and then they can show art in order to support that point of view. And then the other team or the other side needs to refute that or rebut that, but also with art.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Somehow it seems to me that that would be, I mean, it's a funny idea, and yet it seems to me exactly what you're saying, that somehow it would take a lot of the personal and the angry edges off if people said, you know, wow, I absolutely cannot get on the same page with you about your point of view. I disagree with everything about your point of view, but that is the most awesome painting I've ever seen.
Yes, that would be truly, that would be a wonderful, wonderful event, a groundbreaking event, I would say.
Well, that'll be fun, Phil. I was going to say, you can get started on that now. You'll have all this extra time, and you can get started on that, as soon as you've wrapped up the Climate Emergency Poetry Series and move on to the Climate Emergency Art Debate.
I will make that announcement on Sunday evening, shortly after we begin at 5 o'clock.
Good. Looking forward to it.
At Peace Church.
Phil, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate that you've been along with us to talk about this series also. And thanks for you and John Harold in bringing such a great event to our community. It's much appreciated.
Thanks for all your support, Lisa.
Phil Fitzpatrick and John Harold created the Climate Emergency Poetry Series. They'll be wrapping that series up Sunday, July 18th at Peace Church. And we will get a link set up on our website so it will be easy for folks to find the information. No Zoom meeting this time. The plan is to do it live and in person.